Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the coast and to the Yukon. Following yesterday's show and also the news information today relative to river travel, grave warnings to all who would even contemplate river travel, Bethel Search and Rescue, as well as all search and rescue groups along the Kuskokwim, are urging no river travel at this time. No travel. That's cars, trucks, SUVs, small vehicles like snow machines and four-wheelers as well. No travel. Not extreme caution. No travel. I'm going to stop beating that one. But I am joined, about 120 kindergartners each year here in Bethel sign up for school. 60 of them slip through the preliminary cracks and don't take advantage of an awesome opportunity to get everything all taken care of at once. It's called the Kindergarten Roundup. And today, Jasmine Laval is here with me to talk about the Kindergarten Roundup. Good morning, Jasmine. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning. It's good to be here. And I, too, am very interested in seeing if we can get some more kids to come to the Roundup this year. We start this week. We start a week ahead nowadays instead of all in one. And that is for a reason. It's because we want to get all the paperwork and all the appointments signed up so that everybody involved in enrollment can get free screening appointments next week.
So let's get this. So I figure what's going on. I have a kiddo that, their birthday is where? Where's that window?
Oh, at? Yeah. The window has to be. They have to turn 5 by September 1st, 2019 in order to be a regular entrant into kindergarten next year.
And then I have a decision to make.
Yes. You also have to choose which school you're going to go to for enrollment night. And you can still change it by the start of next year if you haven't decided yet. I know it's a tough decision between Iapon and ME School. But both schools are hosting this 4-6 event on Thursday night. So you can find out more, fill out the enrollment papers, especially if you're sure you're going there. You want to sign the right permission forms and that sort of documentation that goes in their file. But also, if you want to find out more, the school staff, there's staff there from 4-6 on Thursday night. You can talk to them and ask questions, find out more.
It's a great place to start the plugging into the community that you're starting to plug into when you're bringing your kindergartner. If you don't already have kiddos that are older, it's that first foray into warmth and an embracement by the teachers, staff, and fellow parents of your new community.
Yep. So we're there to answer questions. We have some things to give out for additional information on Thursday night. But the main thing Thursday night is getting some of that paperwork in and submitted and getting that appointment for the free medical and dental screenings next week.
But you got to go there to get that appointment. The screenings are going to take place later, but the appointments are scheduled at the Roundup.
Yes. And if you somehow can't make it, you miss the Roundup, we still have enrollment packets and you can still call us to make that appointment. We moved it away week ahead just so folks could plan for that appointment the following week. You know, if you have work to schedule around or anything like that, it's nice to have a week's notice about that appointment time.
Now, I failed to tell you ahead of time that I was going to ask this one because it just came up in my head.
Okay.
Activities for the kindergartners? Or is there activities for the kiddos at night? Or is this an adult?
This is for the parents. Right, give information to the parents and get those parents to fill out the forms. There's not a lot for the kids to do at the enrollment night because it ends up being a lot of filling out paperwork.
Right. Okay. So I'm glad I asked the question because I wouldn't want to make people think that it's a super, super fun. It's a super productive and very engaged evening, but it's not for the kiddo.
It's designed for the parents to help them out and get started in this process. And it is nice to get all of that paperwork done all at once, get your birth certificate copied, report your social security for the kiddo, and then just be all set up for the next week to get screened.
I know for me, none of that stuff is hard, but all of it's impossible. Like, I mean, yeah. You know, like none of it's actually technically difficult for me, but, you know, the mental blocks and the dotting the T's and the crossing the I's.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
It takes a few.
Having an event like yours where I can get someone's help real quick if mm-hmm. I need it, and also I have the structure mm-hmm. of the other parents there doing it too mm-hmm. to get it done.
Yeah. A lot of parents met each other in the last couple of years at the Roundup Night, so that was nice. They got a chance to chat, and, hey, who's your kiddo? And some of them already know each other too, which is really cool to see. So it's a fun meeting time that we have together.
Now you mentioned about half of the kindergartners each year take advantage of this Roundup.
Yeah.
And the other ones, that what are they for? What's the, you know, they end up having to what?
Yeah,
scramble around and make
Yeah, they kind of have to. You have to then get your own kind of medical screenings and all that sort of stuff set up. We in the fall we do hearing screenings at school, but all the other ones, you know, basic medical and vision. Oh, we do the vision checks and the dental checks at the free screening. That's a lot of separate appointments if you don't get that screening done all at once.
So it sounds like the kindergarten roundup is a time saver.
It is a time saver, and it's also a fantastic thing that so many community organizations are involved in providing it as volunteer services. I have to right now make sure that I thank those. It's public health, huge. They host the event. It's at their building. A lot of their staff and nurses also help with the event.
Hold on.
Next week.
I'm sorry.
Next week.
Oh, the
medical
screenings.
Okay. Yeah. So we get signed up for those this Thursday, but it's a huge effort also by YK, Bethel Family Clinic. University of Alaska has nursing students involved, and the Cooperative Extension helps us out. So getting an appointment for that event next week is a really good thing, to get all those services all at once by all those organizations.
Well, we've been talking with Jasmine Laval, and they were talking about ME and IAPRUN's annual kindergarten roundup with the help of local agencies on April 4th, and then again the 11th and 12th for the medical screenings. We're going to come back to all this information, and I'm even going to ask Jazz some questions about herself when we return. First, you might know that I like this song, folks. Come on into my kitchen. Here's a cover of it by Crooked Still. First time I'm hearing it. Not the song, but this cover. So we'll see what happens here. Enjoy your morning. We'll be back with Jazz in a second.
My papa's dead.
Into my kitchen. Thank
you.
Well, I can listen to a version of that by anybody. That one was Crooked Still. Usually during that music, I spend my time with my guest getting ready for what we're going to say when we come back. But we didn't do that. We just chit-chatted. And it's not really that big a deal because we know what we're saying. We are urging parents of kindergarten-age children who will be turning...
They'll be turning 5 by September 1st, 2019 to be eligible for K.
And we're urging them to make their decision on which kindergarten they're going to and to join all the cohort of kindergarten parents and teachers and administrators at ME or IAprune on the 4th of April at what time?
4 o'clock it starts. It rolls till 6. We've usually been there a little longer for folks who need more information or questions or any of that. So come in, see us, get it all done.
And that's the key Thursday. Takeaway is the get it all done part. What I'm gleaning from this conversation with Jasmine here is that, and I hope you don't mind me taking your first name.
No, go for it. I go by Jazz mostly.
Is that it's a big time saving for your parents. If you're a parent of these children in that age group, you're going to take advantage of getting that appointment made for the screening, which is going to take place either the 11th or the 12th at one of their fine partners, and as well as some other resources and all the paperwork and all the stuff you got to get done for the kindergarten entrance, all in one place, one stop, bam, 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 done deal. And if you don't take advantage of it, you're going to be scrambling around. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, you're going to have to go one place for paperwork, and then you're going to have to make all those separate appointments. So hopefully you get there Thursday after our school time and Thursday evening and get all of that done in one place and set up.
So what are the big things on the horizon at the school in general?
Things going on lately. Well, this week alone, already tomorrow night, we have an advisory school board meeting for all of Bethel, and that's going to be at BRHS tomorrow night at 6 p.m. There's a few things on that agenda for our April meeting. And then next week, ME School, at 5:30 on the 11th, we have our Alaska STEP meeting, which is an opportunity for parents and community members to help plan for our school improvement. We have some goals that are related to community and parent involvement that we're working on right now with the team. So the Alaska STEP team, that's the team with teachers and parents and me and my dean together, where we identify needs and we make plans. So that's coming up next week on the 11th as well at 5:30. So also after work for parents to be able to come. But so we've got a busy couple of weeks here.
Tell me a little bit about STEP. What kind of numbers attend that group?
So far we're still working to get some more. We've only had three or four parents, and then the leadership team from my school is also there. ME School has a leadership team that participates. But we would love to have some more with some variety of perspectives, and the more ideas we can get together for meeting our needs that we've identified, which is more, we really love to see more parents and community members.
Tell me
involved.
That meeting date again, the next step
the
meeting?
The 11th of April, which
at
is next
4:30
week.
4:30 or 5, you said?
At 5:30 next week on Thursday. So these next two Thursdays are big for ME School.
Step, I'm gonna hammer on that again because I hear people make comments, not locally here. Mm. Generally speaking, in my life, I hear people make comments, criticisms. People are easy, even myself. Mm-hmm. It's easy to say, "Oh, this should happen, that should happen."
Yeah.
But so often we say it in the wrong venue. I mean, even with friends, family, and coworkers, saying things in the wrong venue, not taking it. You know what? This is the place.
If you have
a criticism
bring
or a
it.
Concern, that's the place to bring it.
Yep.
It's the STEP meeting. It's taking place next Thursday.
Yep.
That's at 5:30.
Yep. So
whereabouts is that? At 1004.
That's it. Yeah, that's at ME School. So 1004 Raven Way, we say, or 1034 Ridgecrest, depends on how you look at it. But ME School, either way.
Okay.
Yeah. So but the ASB meeting, that's just this week, so that's another opportunity, and that's where all of Bethel schools, except I point, it's ME School, Gladys Jung, and BRHS that have the same advisory school board, and we meet tomorrow night already at BRHS.
Now, aside from the ASB members, does that get well attended?
Yeah, it depends on different things, but we have a people to be heard section, and we often hear people. So we would love to hear if you have something that you've been thinking about. Maybe it doesn't apply to ME School. Maybe it's not for our STEP meeting on next week. Maybe it's something you want the advisory school board to hear. But we're always looking for people to be involved in that as well.
Yeah, I don't mean to. I don't want to. Make it sound like a bad thing.
But
I love this thing. Squeaky wheels get the oil.
Well, that's the thing. We don't know about a problem if we don't hear about a problem.
Exactly,
so we can't make a plan to solve one we're not aware of. And so that's what we need is folks to speak up. And if you're part of that, you're part of the solution. And that's what we want from the community and parents.
Now, what I'm really excited about, I normally tell people what I'm excited about in the morning, and what I'm excited about today is the last time I had you here, we were in another kind of roundup.
Yeah.
We were in an administrator's roundup. We were talking about the new school year probably last year, but I didn't have a chance to sit down with any of you individually. And I've had a chance to sit down with Mr. Carmichael, but I'm now sitting with you, and it gives me the opportunity to ask you a few questions. You were telling me that you've been in Alaska for over 12 years.
Yeah. Well, I've been in Alaska and the Delta for 16 altogether.
It's Bethel.
12
that you've
in
been
Bethel
in 12.
This summer. Yeah. This summer will be 12 years Bethel.
And you originally hailed from?
Oregon, Oregon City, Oregon.
So oh, it's a beautiful part of the country.
Yeah, it is really nice. I was in the valley, so real mild weather and lots of hills and beautiful nature.
And now I'm not assuming, because of course I've already asked you, and I know it's your teaching career that brought you to Alaska.
Yes, yeah.
But first, you came as a kindergarten teacher?
To Bethel, I started as a kindergarten teacher. Yeah, so I actually taught kindergarten at ME School in 2007, 2008 when I first moved to Bethel.
Right. Before that, you were in the village teaching all kinds of stuff.
Yes, all English language development, all grades, but mostly elementary.
And a shout out to your friends in those homes.
Oh, yeah. McCoryuk at Nunaramiut School, and then in Nunap, I was there too. And we actually got married in Nunap, my husband and I, so we have a lot of special connections to both places. And my husband moved with me to McCoryuk for a couple years, so...
And I'm sure people know that you're involved with your daughters and with dance. Mm-hmm. You're an organizer in the dance group.
Yeah, the Delta Illusion Dance Company.
That's where I first made your acquaintance. Mm-hmm. What's going on with the Delta Illusion Dance Groups recently?
Golly, yeah. Well, we've had a lot going on. We've been performing a lot more locally. And this year and last, we started Bethel Boys and Bethel Girls, our local competition group, or not competition, our local performance groups. So they don't travel, and that's been really fun to get started.
Did anybody perform at Chamai?
All of us did.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. The boys, the girls, the core, our production team. We have multiple teams, so we're involving a lot of kids. We've had a couple free camps this year, thanks to the City of Bethel grant that we had. We've had a lot of, we had a grant from the Diabetes Prevention Group at YK. So we also had a bunch with that for the group and free shoes. And we're having a meeting tonight about our new season coming up. So anybody who hasn't heard through emails or whatever, our core team, if you're interested in being on the core team, the competition team, we're meeting tonight at ME School at 6 about that.
Oh, that's dance.
That's now for Delta Illusion.
While we're running short in time, let's circle back. Let's
right
get back,
back
to what we came to talk about. I didn't
Round
get to
up.
Ask you what berry you'd be, but what berry would you be?
What berry
if
would
you were
I be?
A berry?
Oh, blueberry. No
okay.
question.
All right. And now my time has run out, but we want to circle back to what we came to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, the
it's
kindergarten
roundup.
Yeah.
What time, what place?
Okay. The very important thing is that we'd like to see everybody we can get this Thursday, April 4th, 4 to 6 o'clock at Iapuin and ME School, depending on which one you want to attend. You can go to either if you're not sure. Just go ahead and enroll.
We didn't tell them what they have to bring.
Oh, we do need to bring birth certificate and social security card and immunization record if you have a current one. If not, you'll get one at the medical screenings next week.
And if you don't have that stuff, still come.
Still come. Yeah, we can catch up on that later, but still get in there, get most of that done. If you don't have those, we'll copy them later, but we want to get you that appointment for next week's screenings, too.
Yeah. Well, it's the kindergarten roundup. It's when you round up the kindergarteners.
We hope to see a lot
I love
lot
that
of
word, kindergartner. Oh, you were a German instructor, so you must like that word.
Yeah, so I love it. It's a garden of children. Yes,
well,
it is.
Thank you for joining me, Tender of Garden of Children.
Yes, thank you.
And
thanks for having
it
me.
Was a real pleasure, as I knew it would be. And you're always welcome. I don't want to have to chase you down next time.
I'll come.
When there's something to go, whether it's the school board, whether it's the dance, please invite yourself.
Will do.
I'm always welcoming you here. Leaves only one thing left for me to say to you, listener. Don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.